Hi friends, I'm Steph.
And I'm T.
And you are listening to Au Pair Tea, The Afterlife.
A 10-part mini-series where we document our journeys from preparing to leave the USA to finding our feet back home.
It's going to be something very special, so make sure you are following us at Au Pair Tea on Instagram to keep up to date. Hello everybody, welcome back to The Afterlife series and to episode 5. Hello T, welcome back to The Afterlife series.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. It's been a hot minute, guys. I feel like we're constantly apologizing, but this time in our life is just so busy. Like, we've had so much going on. As you guys know, we've moved back to the UK and we're just starting our new jobs and moving and everything. It's been very hectic, so we've just been trying to find the time to be able to sit down and record an episode, but here we are.
We're here live. Finally, yeah. I know. I feel the same. I feel like I was just saying before we started recording, it feels harder to record and get together when we're in the same country. Like, it was easier when I was in the US. I don't know why, but
yeah, that's weird.
My gosh.
But also, with this episode, we did have to wait until T had come back to the UK so that she could give her input, because today we are talking about the dreaded packing.
Oh my god. Oh, just wait till you hear about this one, guys.
Packing 1 or 2 years of your life up into suitcases that are under the weight limit of an aeroplane is very difficult. It is a skill that should be able to go on our CVs.
But I don't have that skill, as you're about to find out.
Yeah. So we both left, and I left. I ended my au pair time before T, so I gave her advice prior to her packing, but I don't think it helped, did it?
Right. I did take your advice, though. I'm just saying, I did take your advice. And we did share this, I think, on our Instagram, probably on the podcast before, but like the biggest piece, do you know what? We shared it on those info sessions we did with Cultural Care, that really big tip. So if anyone hasn't seen it, I mean, some of you may have seen it. Cultural Care kind of came to us and said, we'd love for you guys to run a session about leaving the US. We've never done this before. We'd like you guys to kind of create it and lead it. And we were like, okay. And throughout that presentation, like, we were talking about like our time and like tips and tricks and things, and there was a section on packing, and Steph and I both said, like, you know, we've got all these tips, but our biggest thing is probably like to start like a month before, 2 months before, like just slowly getting rid of little bits and bobs here and there, like maybe a bag a week or something. And that was our biggest tip, wasn't it? Because it saves all the stress until the last minute, also, I thought. But you know,
I honestly started months before, just like getting rid of things that I wasn't using, donating some things, selling things, started going through my wardrobe, because I had so many clothes in my closet, like so many, that I knew it was going to take an age to go through it. So I did like my pants, and then a couple of months later I did my tops and whatever. So like I split it up, and then when I came to actually needing to pack, I had already done like so much stuff, so it wasn't as hectic and stressful as it would have been if I'd left everything to the last minute.
Yeah.
So I think, starting to like declutter and organize your stuff and figure out what you're going to need to take home and how much luggage you're actually going to need early on really helps. Because I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to fit it in one large suitcase and a carry-on.
No,
I didn't. I needed to buy a whole other suitcase. And so I had a large, a medium, and a carry-on. And it fit fine. I was under the weight limit and I got everything home. But I did have to get rid of a lot of stuff. It was painful.
I mean, I will say, like, I did start very early with my wardrobe. I think it was, like, 4 or 5 weeks before I started kind of just... Maybe it was even before that, like, just... It feels like a long time. Yeah, it was definitely before. And I remember, like, it was very cathartic and it was very good. Like, my first trip, I donated like 4 bags of clothes to like this thrift store. And then I had like a section of like just stuff from my job. Like I kind of focused on my wardrobe for a couple of days. And then I kind of moved on to like a certain like chest of drawers, and I started making piles in my room. So like in the last week, my final week, I put a note on my door for the cleaners to be like, don't come in because my suitcases are open everywhere. Like, it's an organized mess. Just don't come in. And like, I am so glad that you gave me that tip about starting early, because the amount of crap that I had, you don't think about it though, do you? Like, you come over, you're like, oh, I'll pack 2 weeks worth of clothes, I'll be fine. And then you do, and then you come back, you're like, oh shit, what do I do now? Because now it's basically your life you're moving back with you. It's just, it's insane how much crap I accumulated.
Yeah. And it's true, like, you buy stuff while you're over there, so you end up with more stuff than you came here with. Like, I came here with one suitcase because I went to Serbia first, so I had, like, a really, really low weight limit. So I literally arrived with one suitcase and I went home with three.
Oh my gosh. It is shocking. I mean, but definitely I think that's our biggest thing, isn't it? Like, just starting early and, you know, bit by bit, little by little, just every, you don't have to do everything in one day. That definitely helped. And I kind of like, so I had one, I mean, obviously, like, when we fly back, we get like one checked suitcase and one carry-on and a personal item. And like you, I was like, there's no way. Even with all the donating and selling and throwing out, there's no way I'm going to get all of that in. So I went and like kind of bit the bullet and I got like a brand new massive suitcase for like $100. Yeah. And I knew that I'd have to pay extra to check it. And I was like, oh my God, here we go. But yeah, even then, I remember I don't know if I called you that day or if I messaged you that day, the day I bought my second suitcase and I brought it downstairs to my, like, I was fine. I came home and I talked to my host parents. We had dinner and blah, blah. And I went down to my room, and this was like a week or two before I was leaving. And I sat there and I had this brand new suitcase, and I just sat in my bed and cried because it didn't hit me yet. Because all that cleaning of my wardrobe, nothing hit me. It was like, oh, I'm just cleaning it out to be organized. And then I remember thinking about you and I was like, oh, I was crying.
Yeah, called me, yeah, I remember. Oh yeah, but leading on actually nicely from what you just said about weight limits and stuff, one thing I will recommend doing is checking your airline before you start packing to check if they charge you for a second suitcase, and if so, how much you're going to get charged for a second suitcase, what their weight limits are, what baggage they allow, because some airlines allow one free checked bag and a carry-on. Some airlines you have to pay for checked luggage, but you don't have to pay for a carry-on. So it really depends what airline you're going with. So when you get your flights through and you know your airline, research their luggage policies and make sure you know the weight limit, know how much you're going to be expected to pay for maybe a second suitcase if you're going to pack a second suitcase, just so you're aware that when you arrive there is going to be a charge. Because normally, like for me, I got one free checked luggage and then it was $100 for a second one. And then if you go over the weight limit, it's another $100, as T will explain to you in a minute.
Oh my God.
And then I had a free carry on and personal item. So I really recommend checking your airline's luggage policies, just so you're aware of costs and weight limits. And you can kind of gauge how to pack things off of those, even though, as T will now explain, it doesn't always make a difference, does it, T?
Right. So in my defense, right, I thought I was I thought I'd got this down because I'd thrown out a lot. I'd got rid of a lot. And then it came time to actually start. So I thought I think a week before my flight, I was like, okay, one suitcase I'm going to dedicate to like not my clothes, just like stuff that I don't need. I won't need till I get home. Just like, I don't even know, like some of my blankets and some books and stuff. So I packed that suitcase. Great. Then the time comes to actually pack. Thank God I did not leave it until the night before to start packing, because holy Hannah, oh my goodness. This suitcase is, you've seen a picture of it. She's a big girl. And even then I tried rolling, I tried folding, I tried everything. And honestly, yeah. Like I swear I barely got a lot of sleep my final week because I was up late, so late, just packing, repacking, trying to kind of Tetris all of this in and opening. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna like, I can't even do it. So in the end, I admitted defeat and I had to text two of my friends and I was like, girls, I don't want to be this guy, but I need help. And they were like, oh my God, yeah. So like one, it was like the Friday night and I left on the Sunday. Like I was like crying. I was like, I really need help. I can't do it. And so my friends came and we were supposed to have dinner that Friday night, but I kind of canceled because I was like, I need to pack. So they brought dinner to me and then we kind of like packed. And honestly, when I tell you we spent hours and we didn't even finish. But what they did teach me is the art of smart packing in terms of, you know, I had a lot of stuff and it wouldn't all just fit in my suitcase. So we put like things like socks inside of my mugs. We put jewelry inside of cups. And it just saved so much space. And we had a little bit left over that by the end of the night, I was like, I absolutely have to buy a small suitcase to be my overhead, to be my carry-on. And so it took a lot. And it took, I think that's the best thing is getting your friends to do it. Not to like make it fun, even though it was good. But I think getting your friends to help you, because we did the same when Kat left, like we helped her pack. But yeah, definitely packing, get your friends to help you, because, and I needed them, because there were so many things that my friends were like, you're not taking that back. I'm throwing it or I'm donating. And I'm, the amount of stuff they got rid of for me, Steph, when I tell you, I'm like, no. I was like, you have it, you have it. And like, I had this one thing and Steffi, my friend, she'd look at me like, bitch, no. She's like, bitch, put it down. I'm like, can I pack it? She's like, no, there is no room for this to be packed. So yeah, your friends are probably the best people, because they will tell you like, I don't know, I'm not a hoarder, but I don't like to throw things away. I'm like, oh, I might need it.
It's also good to have multiple sets of eyes, because everyone has different ideas and different ways of packing, and sometimes people see things that you may not have seen, like the socks and the shoes thing, or the socks in the mug.
It's smart.
Yeah, but I will say it is a massive trial and error thing. Like, I had to pack, unpack and repack so many times, and until you find your niche of how to get it. So for me, it was rolling my clothes. It was overweight and didn't fit everything until I rolled my clothes. As soon as I rolled my clothes, and I googled how to fold sweatshirts to pack so that there's enough room, like, kind of thing, and there was a diagram online that showed how to fold sweatshirts so that there's enough space for everything else in there, because obviously they're bulky. So it was finding my niche, and rolling for me was, but you can also use packing cubes, or the vacuum bags are a really good way of like condensing large.
See, that's what I kind of came to the conclusion with. Like, I went out and I bought compression bags, and oh my god, they're amazing, but they don't half make your suitcase bloody heavy, and they don't half take up some room. Yeah. So in the end, I mean, Steph, you can just call me a disaster. So basically in the end, I had my two big suitcases packed, my little suitcase, and a huge ass personal item that only just fit under my chair, we'll say. And at the airport, I mean, right, I bought luggage scales. Can I just say this? I bought luggage scales. Me and my friends did it multiple times. In and out, in and out, in and out of these suitcases we were. And right, they were both, we finally got them to the £50 limit. I think one of them was £51 when we did it. Take it to the airport. One of them is £12 too heavy. And the other one is £9 too heavy. And I'm like, I was like, excuse me? I was like, hell no, these are not overweight. No, one of them was like, I was like, oh my god. And my host family was there.
I do not trust luggage scales.
I don't.
I used actual like scales, like that we can stand on and weigh ourselves with. Because I don't trust luggage scales. So I used scales, and they actually were bang on the exact same weight I got, the airport got as well. So
I should have done that, or bought a digital one, but I didn't, because I'd used normal luggage scales before and they were fine. They'd never failed me. And this time I was like, hell no. So eventually, it was a scene. You should have seen it. Literally, like, we opened both my big suitcases in the middle of the airport on the floor. Like, my friends were there. My friends Radley and Steffi were there. My host family were there. My host parents were like throwing things into one and da-da-da. And basically we got to the point where my host mum took an entire little bag of all my Bath and Body Works sprays, apart from like two. She's kept them, so when I go back, I can bring them back. And Ricky was just going back and forth with my suitcase, like taking stuff out, weighing it. And basically we got to the point where one of them had to be, like, there's no way that we could balance it out. So they both were within the weight limit. And I didn't want to pay $400. So, because it was $200 per bag. So basically we just threw everything into one other suitcase. And one of them was overweight and one of them was underweight, so I just had to pay $200, which is not great, but my host had actually paid it, which was really, really kind of him. So I was like, I tried to give him the money and he was like, no. And I was like, Ricky, and I was like, stood there like crying, because I was stressed about leaving and my friends were there, and I felt so much pressure and I felt like a failure, and it was horrible. And yeah, I hate packing. I don't like packing. Yeah. And that's not even the worst part, is it, Steph? Because I didn't even bring everything back with me, did I?
No. Didn't your friend have to, like, bring it to you or something?
Oh, my God. So, although all the clothes that I put in compression bags, I think it was 6 bags. Like, I mean, if you've ever used them, you know how heavy they are. I couldn't fit them in my suitcase, and they would have been obviously way over the weight limit. So my beautiful friend Laura, who was an au pair with me for 2 years, she was actually flying out of Raleigh the same day as me. She was on her honeymoon in Europe, and so she said, hey, I'm taking a big suitcase with me to bring stuff back. So basically she took my 6 compressed bags of clothes with her for like across Europe for a week, and then we met up in my town like a week later. And she gave me my stuff and I was like, can you imagine if she wasn't there? Like, what would I have done? Well, see, that's the thing that people talk about. Like, that's another thing. Au pairs are like, should I bring it home with me or should I ship it? It's so expensive to ship. It was like $130 when I looked into shipping. I would rather take it home with me as well. What do you think? I know some people do it, but what do you think?
Yeah, I know a lot of people that do ship, like the ship my bag thing. I think we talked about this in our seminar we did with cultural care that time.
Yeah.
And it is a very popular option. And I know a lot of people that have shipped like most of their stuff back to their home country. So it is a reliable thing to use, but it can be expensive. And sometimes it's just as expensive to just pay for another suitcase or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess it's a research thing you have to do if you feel like you have way too much stuff and you want to just ship some stuff over. Sometimes that can work out for you. But for me, I didn't have enough stuff to justify shipping over there. Like, I was fine with the two suitcases I had and getting rid of stuff and decluttering and stuff like that because I needed to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But definitely look into that because it can be an option if you have like a bunch of stuff or you have fragile stuff that maybe you don't want to put in a suitcase and stuff because you don't trust the airline would not break it.
Oh my God, you just see them like yeeting suitcases all the time, don't you?
Yeah, I know. So like I was so scared of like my keychains, like not my keychains, but like my little Starbucks, like Christmas decorations, you know, those glass cups and like mugs and everything getting smashed. One of my pictures did get smashed on the way back, which I'm really glad about because it was one of those Spotify play buttons that my friend made. So I was really sad about that. But so yeah, sometimes shipping can be better with that because you can put fragile tape on and like wrap it up more than you maybe could in a suitcase.
That reminds me of my other tip about photos when you're packing. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember this.
I'd never heard this before. Am I a genius? Basically, I have three photos in a photo frame, and one of them's of me and Steph, obviously. And I was really worried about getting damaged during the flight, so I actually put the photo frames inside one of those bubble envelopes and they weren't even damaged and they were perfect. And I remember texting Steph being like, oh my God, am I a genius?
Yeah, you should go on Dragon's Den with that one.
I'm like, I'm so smart.
But yeah, so that is an option. But again, like on that topic, yeah, we're traveling with all this stuff, but it's not just clothes. Like when you go on holiday, it's just clothes, toiletries, whatever. We're literally taking like sentimental things home, pictures, mugs,
gifts, mirrors, from people,
gifts, yeah, like food, like silly things that you wouldn't normally pack in a suitcase. So trying to figure out how you get that stuff in and it still be under the weight limit is literally,
it's crazy.
So difficult.
Yeah.
And we're not going to lie to you and say it's an easy process because it's really, really stressful.
Learn from our mistakes. Well, basically me who screwed up. Stephanie is perfect. And Steph actually got her shit back to the UK. Mine was like halfway across the world. And when I tell you, you know, when you finish packing and you think you finally got it. And, you know, I was talking to my neighbors and I was like joking about, oh my God, like, yeah, I've got like no room in my suitcase. Lol. One of them gave me a massive photo frame, a heavy photo frame, which I love. And I was like, I'll make room. And then I go to Orange Theory and I get these little gifts. One of my freaking coaches, God love you, Frank, but babe, he gave me a full-on painted canvas. And I'm like, I looked at Julia and telepathically we were like, how the fuck do I get this in my suitcase? I was like I wanted to, it was that point, you know, when you're just so emotional, you just want to cry. It's either you laugh or you cry kind of thing. I was like, I'm just going to cry.
But definitely like do as much as you can in advance. Like, don't leave it all to the last minute. Like, start doing small things as gradually, you know, gradually getting rid of things.
Friends to help you. Oh my God.
Your host family to help you. I didn't have that luxury because all my friends had left before me.
That's awful.
I didn't have that luxury. I had to do it all by myself. But trial and error, pack, unpack. Try different techniques, rolling, folding.
Be strict with yourself.
Oops. Be strict. You don't need that. You don't need it.
I know. I have like, I'm having a flashback to the airport when my host, I was going through my suitcase trying to move things around. And he pulled out this like, it wasn't even half full. It was like a third full of this body spray I'd bought at Target. And he looked at me as if to be like, are you fucking serious? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I need it, Ricky. You don't understand. I was like mortified. It was just like, oh my god, it's so embarrassing. But then also you want to bring things back for friends and family, don't you? Like I got people asking me to bring back like candy and chips and stuff, so I did. I brought back Chick-fil-A sauce, thank you, and I brought back ranch.
So yeah, there is you have to be strict with yourself and trial and error, because you will get it in and it will fit. Also, just be prepared for the costs at the airport, because what you weigh at home might not necessarily match what gets weighed on the scales at the airport. So you might still have to pay for an overweight suitcase, even if you weighed it at home and it was showing underweight. So just be prepared. Have some money aside so that you can pay for overweight luggage or
an
extra suitcase and stuff. Do your research on the airline and see what their luggage policies are.
I feel like we're not saying anything new. I feel like we're saying common sense things, which makes this even funnier, because we haven't, like, just because of the whole situation.
Yeah, but we know all this stuff, and I knew all this stuff when I started packing, but I was still stressed. I was still like, how am I going to get all this in, even though I knew what to do?
Yeah, but I think that's the biggest thing, though, isn't it? It's declutter before you pack.
Yes, and try and just do it as organized as you possibly can, and, like, set aside time to do it properly. Like, don't...
Definitely.
Don't have like an hour before you go out just to like stuff things in a suitcase. Like, decide some time to look at everything you have and decide what you want to keep, what you want to pack, and how you're going to pack it. Because, yeah, it's hard. And I mean, try different things. I mean, I use rolling and packing cubes. Packing cubes are a great idea as well.
I used a combination of like packing cubes, compression bags, and rolling.
Yeah, so just trial and error and find what works for you. I mean, it also depends, because I'm obviously a bigger human, so my clothes are going to be bigger than a tiny human, so I could probably fit less than a tiny human could.
I know, people that can like go away for a weekend with a backpack, I'm so jealous of.
Yeah, I can't do that. And also, I have so many jumpers and sweatshirts and stuff and coats and stuff that I had to squeeze them in, and that took up a lot of room as well. But yeah,
it's cold in the UK, guys.
It's cold. I just definitely think the main tip here is start as early as you can, because I know people that leave it to the last minute and they're just stressed out. So definitely think about what you need and start organizing your stuff early, I think is the main thing.
Yeah. So basically, we've not taught you anything new, guys. We just wanted to vent for a second and say sorry for not uploading for like a month, but that this is why, because I've just been crying on the phone with Steph, like, I don't know how to pack a suitcase and I need to throw more shit out.
And basically, all we have to say is may the odds be ever in your favour when it comes to packing, to be honest.
Yeah, we can't even offer support on this one, because you're by yourself on that one, mate. Yeah. Sorry to say it.
But all I can say is the amount of au pairs that have done it, I mean, you can do it. And I know you're probably going to want to just leave everything in America and just go home by yourself.
Yeah.
You can get it done, and you will get it done. You got it.
Oh my God. I've just remembered, I still have that portrait of my dog is in a poster tube at my host parents' house. God, I'm hopefully going back, so hopefully I can pick it up on the way.
Yeah,
but oh, it's tragic. Yeah,
so that is, I think, all we have to say on that matter, really. I mean, it's one of the biggest jobs, but once you get it done, it's really satisfying. As soon as you are through check-in and you're like, yes, I did it.
Oh my God, it's the best feeling, apart from when security have to go through your carry-on like they did with mine. And I was like, do you know how long it took to pack? Man.
It was tragic as tea. It might not.
Only me, okay? I couldn't leave without a bit of drama.
My airport experience was very smooth. I was through security like so quickly. It was great.
Yeah, this is spoilers for the next episode. Oh my God.
Yeah, the next episode we're going to talk about flying home and our first weeks back in England. And do a little bit of an update for you, because we have been very quiet and we apologise.
Yeah, but it is crazy. But I think it's nice to be back for now. This, we'll save it for now. We won't record for like another month. Then people will be like, we are so done with OPET. Yeah, like, we're done with OPET and their shit. Like, they just don't talk to us anymore. We love you guys. We do. It's just, we're kind of, not in a bad way, but we have a lot going on right now.
So we hope this episode was a little bit helpful for you, and we hope that you succeed in packing.
No, people just got the giggles from our stupid tales.
Yeah, but anyway, hope you enjoyed, and we will see you guys in our next episode.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of OPET the Afterlife. We hope you enjoyed it.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram @OPET to stay up to date.